Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The Supreme Court in London is due to hand down a historic judgment on whether the suspension of Parliament ahead of Britain's scheduled departure next month from the European Union was unlawful. The British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has denied that his decision was intended to block parliamentary scrutiny in the run-up to Brexit. Clive Coleman is our legal affairs correspondent.
If the Supreme Court decides that it is a matter for them, it could rule that Boris Johnson's advice to the Queen was lawful. Boris Johnson wins. Or it could rule that his advice to the Queen was unlawful, either because of his improper motivation to stymie or frustrate Parliament, or perhaps more likely because legislation was lost and parliamentary scrutiny was improperly denied.
Hundreds of people have been detained following violent protests in the Indonesian province of Papua that's left at least 26 people dead. It follows an outbreak of unrest last month, ostensibly over racist abuse of Papuans in Indonesia, but which also demanded independence for the region. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Jonathan Head reports.
The most serious violence appears to have occurred in the highland town of Wamena, where a crowd protesting against an alleged racist slur set a number of buildings alight after clashing with police. The police, however, say the incident was sparked by a conflict between two schools and that most of those who died were trapped in burning buildings. There were also clashes between students and the security forces in the provincial capital Jayapura.
Judges at Spain's Supreme Court are due to meet shortly to consider government plans to remove the remains of General Francisco Franco from a state mausoleum against the wishes of his descendants. The socialist government says the country cannot continue to glorify the dictator who ruled Spain until his death in 1975. From Madrid, here's Guy Hedgeco.
Last year, socialist Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez promised to exhume Franco's remains from the Valley of the Fallen, a huge monument in the mountains outside Madrid. But the plan has been plagued by delays, and Franco's grandchildren have appealed to the Supreme Court to stop it altogether. They have also said that if their grandfather's remains have to be dug up, then they want them reburied in a crypt underneath Almudena Cathedral in Madrid. The court must decide if the exhumation should go ahead and whether Franco's family can choose where his final resting place should be.
Guy Hedgeco. Officials in Algeria say a fire in a hospital in the east of the country has killed 8 babies. The emergency services rescued 11 other newborns and more than 100 women. The flames swept through the maternity unit of the hospital in the eastern city of Al Oued shortly before dawn. An inquiry has been launched into what caused the blaze. World News from the BBC.